AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama is strongly suggesting that Vladimir Putin was behind the email hacking that roiled the U.S. presidential race. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
The president says the evidence turned up by U.S. spy agencies points clearly to the Kremlin.
The intelligence that I've seen gives me great confidence in their assessment.
But what about the Russian leader himself?
Not much happens in Russia without Vladimir Putin.
At a year-end news conference, Obama voiced regret the issue's become a political football and urged President-elect Donald Trump to back a nonpartisan probe of the hacking. He also voiced dismay that so many Republicans seem to approve of Putin while questioning the sober judgment of U.S. intelligence.
Ronald Reagan would roll over in his grave.
Mark Smith at the White House.
In Orlando, in the latest stop on his victory lap, President-elect Donald Trump told a crowd full of military veterans that while he would build up the country's armed forces, he would use them sparingly as commander-in-chief. He also said he's proud of his cabinet picks.
Why is it that the people protecting our border are generals? Because that's what we want. We want generals. We want generals. I don't need an MBA at the border. And I don't need a general negotiating our trade deal, right?
A source on the president-elect's transition team says Trump has selected South Carolina Congressman Mick Mulvaney, a budget hawk and conservative Republican, to be his budget director. Well, stores are pushing promotions and other enticements for the final stretch of the holiday shopping season. Joseph Schmidt with the retail consulting firm Alex Partners says many retailers are doing well this month.
From a sales perspective, the news is very positive. Comps are up. The sales volume is exceeding expectations.
Friday on Wall Street, the Dow closed down 9 points to 19,843. This is AP Radio News. North Carolina Republicans stripped the incoming Democratic governor of some of his authority on Friday, an extraordinary move that critics said flies in the face of voters. AP correspondent Meg Kennard reports this drew immediate fire from the governor-elect.
Roy Cooper, who is the incoming governor and outgoing attorney general, has threatened to sue over some of these bills. It's yet to be seen exactly what's going to make it through, but regardless, the incoming governor has lots of legal expertise and is going to be looking at them very, very carefully.
Dangerous wind chills of 20 to 30 below in parts of the Northeast made for some crippling conditions Friday. And it's still cold in Chicago, where Bears season ticket holder Steve Goldman is thinking about the chill at Soldier Field for Sunday's game.
Temperature-wise, I think I'm committed now. So they're talking about zero, and if they then turned around and said it was minus 5 or minus 10, I'd still go. The real question is, how long will I stay?
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save.